Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today I'm joined by Reid Riedlinger from Intel. Welcome to the program, Reid.
Oh, thank you.
So Reid, I know that you work on the Itanium engineering team at Intel. Why don't you tell us what you do?
I'm currently the lead architect working on future Itanium designs that we're working with our customers on to understand their needs.
So Itanium was in the news today. Why don't you tell us about what you guys said?
Sure. We published a white paper and delivered a presentation on Pulsion. It's Intel's next generation Itanium product. It has 3.15 billion transistors and is one of the most complex microprocessors to date. Really the first time since the original McKinley design that we launched Itanium 2 with, where we had the opportunity to go back and completely redo the architecture.
So Pulsion has been in the works for a while now. Can you tell us about some of the engineering challenges that you took on with Pulsion and what you think the customer base will be excited to see?
There were three primary points of emphasis that we had as we were doing the Pulsion design. We really wanted to focus on performance, power, and RAS improvements, and really balancing those objectives while ensuring the program stayed on track in terms of our scheduled commitment. That was a real challenge. The previous IPF microarchitecture lasted over a decade, and the Pulsion design is really meant to be the foundation to enable future generations of Itanium design. It represents one of the last microarchitectures to be done where it was a grounds-up design. So we really didn't leverage any of these FETs or artwork or layout from the previous Tequila generation, and in Pulsion we actually got an opportunity to really go after designing it for the future.
What does that do from a customer perspective?
What it's going to provide our customers is a significant improvement in overall performance and reliability in the design. So not only did we engineer it such that we provided increased performance and RAS capabilities, but we also provided them with a power reduction, a 15-watt decrease in power. So it enabled them to add more DIMMs, add more memory to their design to overall improve the system performance as well.
3.1 billion transistors in Pulsion. Did you imagine that it was going to be that big when you first started designing it?
We really did think it would be that big. We started out and wanted to make sure we really gave our customers a good performance benefit here and wanted to use those transistors in the most optimal way. And one of the ways we found on Itanium to do that is to really include a large cache with that design. So We started out with a shared Xeon design that had 3 megabytes per core. And we decided that it would give us a good performance benefit to increase that from 3 megabytes to 4 megabytes per core. And then we go from 4 cores to 8, you obviously get 32 megabytes. And so there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 2.1 to 2.2 billion transistors just in the cache design by itself. That's really a testament to the Intel manufacturing capabilities that we can put that much cache on a design.
What does large amounts of cache do from a standpoint of the mission-critical applications that will be running on these processors?
What it does is it gives us a large amount of performance. Rather than having to go off the chip to get memory accesses, we can access that data on the chip. It gives us good performance. We have low latency accesses through the ring design that we incorporate. And that really translates into in performance for the customer. In addition, we provide DECT head, which is double error correct, triple error detect, RAS capabilities into the cache so that if we get a soft error or we have a lifetime issue on a particular bit cell, we can correct for that. The other thing that we have is Intel's cache safe technology, which basically will detect when a line has a hard failure in it from long-term use, and we can actually, through an OS and firmware calls, we can stop using that line. It provides good reliability and performance for our customers.
So just really cranking up even further than where we are with the Tequila generations, the reliability capabilities, the RAS capabilities of this processor.
That's correct. Pulsion added large levels of RAS protection to nearly all the register files and memory array structures in the design. The LLC now has DECT head, which is the double error correct, triple error detect over a single error correct, double error detect that was on Tequila. So that provides good benefit in the caches. In the cores, we went through and added inline error corrections to all the mid-level instruction and the mid-level data caches. We have internal data buses now that have end-to-end error protection. The FPU has a residue protection that protects the adder and multiplier circuitry. And on the integer execution units, we have bypass parity and replay correction. So we really did a lot to try and enable as many RAS features as we could to improve Pulsion's performance in this space.
What's next for the team in terms of making Pulsion market ready?
Well, we're running Pulsion through many of the standard electrical and functional validation checks. We put it in the systems. We have our OEMs and customers examining it, looking for design challenges. So we're making sure that as a design team that we're really going to deliver a product that's going to be robust and meet the performance requirements of the end customer. There's a lot of work that needs to be done to do that, but the design team right now is really happy with the silicon we have in our hands, and in many cases, it's actually exceeding our expectations.
Well, fantastic. Well, thank you for coming on the program today. Exciting milestone for Polson, and we look forward to hearing more as you get ready to launch this product into the marketplace.
All right, thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.